This is the Standard Podcast, the eye-opening experience for your ears.
สวัสดีครับผมบิ๊กบุญและคุณกำลังฟังคำนี้ดีพอดแคสต์สะสมศัพท์กันวลนิดภาษาอังกฤษแข็งแรงThis is Comedy Featuring. My name is Vic and welcome to the show. A lot of people enter entertainment business every year, but if I have to guess, less than half are doing really great and only a handful manage to the top and stay there by proving themselves to be exceptionally talented and unique. And I think our guest today is one of them. So he's a great actor, he's a great singer, and pretty soon, next month,He's gonna have a big concert in China. And a month after that, his very first movie will be in theater. Let's go talk to him. สวัสดีบิวกิ้นครับ
สวัสดีครับ
สวัสดีครับ Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting too.
How are you doing?
I'm quite great.
Yeah?
During this time.
That's good news. So apparently, this is your golden year because it's only the beginning of 2024.And already you're very hot and happening. A lot will happen for you this year. So a huge concert, a first movie. You must be very excited right now.
Yeah, quite excited. But, yeah. But actually some work, it's a work that I did last year and it will be launched in this year. So I think it's just a good momentum of launching the work.
And congratulations on your ticket sale because I heard that.It is sold out in like 5 minutes.
Thank you.
How are you feeling that it went out like that, like really, really well and really fast?
Actually, I'm a bit shocked because I never imagined that one day I'll be in this position, this successful, because at the very beginning of my career, I just did my best in every work that I did. And I just want to...explore something new. At the beginning, I just want to find my new hobbies.
Because so it started out as a hobby.
Yeah, okay. Actually. But by the time passed, I never imagined it's going to be this huge in every aspect. So in the point that I have a lot of international fans, be that this successful international. So quite surprised.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too, because it's not only in Thailand, but internationally now. So your international fan, obviously they love you so much and they have been following you in every work that you have done.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you want to say to them right now?
I just want to say just thank you. And it's been an honor to be loved by many, many people, because my work is basically in Thai. I communicate my feeling. Everything is in Thai, in Thai way, Thai cultural. But I'm still very surprised that our communication can get across the cultural barrier, the language barrier, get to their heart.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It's amazing, right? Yeah. It's like the work of art, like movie and music, even though we don't know the language that well, we can still enjoy and appreciate them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So this is, like I said, going to be your great year, right?
So I hope so.
I'm sure of it. The big concert. Actually, you've done big concert before in Thailand, like last year in November.
Right.
But this time around, it's going to be practically like the same, like Bilkin Temple concert, but done in China. Like outside of the country, like international fan. So obviously it's going to be something different, right?
Yeah, actually I call it a temple tour, but it will be started in China. And in the future, I just hope that I'll have like more and more opportunity to go to the other place, to see more fans in many, many places around the world. But yeah, for the first place, it's Fuzhou, China.
In Fuzhou. Yeah.
Very, 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 very excited.
Yeah, huge stadium, huge crowd are waiting for you. Okay, how are you preparing for the concert?
For some part of the show will be quite similar to the first one in Thailand. And also some part will be like a new part that I have to like adapt our show to match it with the culture of each place that I'll go.
Oh.
And also about the scale, the situation, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So almost half of it I have done it before.
Yeah.
And another part of it, mm-hmm. I have to make it new.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So a bit excited, but mm-hmm. but I went to China many, many times, mm-hmm. and the fans is very nice. There mm-hmm. are such an amazing fans, amazing energy, mm-hmm. amazing environment. So that makes me feel comfortable in mm-hmm. a way that I have to go to China again with my first solo concert tour.
Yeah, it's going to be a first international solo concert as a solo artist.
Right.
And I'm sure your audience, the people in China, will be satisfied with what you have to offer, because obviously you know them well. And I think whatever you do, you put more than 100% into your work. So that's a guarantee for the concert to be a huge success.
Thank you.
All right. So before we get to the movie, which is another big thing coming your way, let's talk about your latest single, Gao Gai. It has had a great reception from the fan as well. And it was a great song. I love it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So basically, the song says, I wish I could love myself the way I love you by just moving on already, because mm-hmm. obviously you don't love me.
Right.
Is it the message of the song?
Yeah, yeah. I think mm-hmm. the situation usually happens when we are in the like the beginning of the shifting stage from when we getting apart from any relationship, and we still get used to the thing that we usually do mm. when we are together.
Mm.
We usually care others. Mm. We usually think of others. We usually do something for others. But when the relationship change, the situation change, so we can't do everything the same. We just have to adapt ourselves to the new stage. And sometimes we just wish to do the same thing,
mm.
but we can't right now.
Yeah. And I love the message. I love how the song says, I wish I could love myself
yeah.
as much as I love you.
Because I love you
yeah.
more than myself.
Right, right. Yeah, but sometimes that doesn't work out
right.
too well for right. the relationship.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Okay, so speaking of the songs, mm. obviously you've got a lot of hits, and I love all of your songs. And
well, thank you.
They're
my pleasure.
Yeah, they're different, but also the same in some sense. So let's play a little game
okay.
from some of your songs.
Okay.
So fill in the blank.
Okay.
All right? So I like myself when I dot, dot, dot. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's from the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chao tu ing. Right.
So I wonder what else is there? When it comes to you like yourself when you are what or when you do what?
I like myself when I'm myself, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
that's nice and deep, actually.
Yeah.
When I'm myself.
When I'm myself.
You mean like when you get to be yourself yeah. and do not have to pretend.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it hard for you to just totally be yourself?
Actually, not that hard, because in the situation that I am, I just think that it would be like even more benefit to me and my work. The more myself that I can be, it would be better and better.
Yeah, that's so nice. And I might add fortunate, because a lot of people cannot afford to be themselves for whatever reason. But in your case, mm-hmm. the more you are yourself, the more people like that.
Yeah, I think the sincerity is the key of the artist. You just have to communicate your absolutely feelings, mm-hmm. your true feelings from your heart.
Yeah.
I think that's the best.
Yeah, and you can use all of that in your work. How amazing is that?
Right.
Okay, all right, so move on to the next song. Rungi pen fan kan tang na lao. So, I wish I had dot, dot, dot a long time ago.
This is a very hard question for me.
Yeah.
Because I really appreciate every moment of my journey, actually, because my every learning, sometimes people would say that if I knew this before, it would be better for them. But actually, I just think that the learning process is very interesting and very meaningful to me. That I've never valued the point that I know it until I know what I've been through.
Nice. So you're not gonna even waste your time questioning yourself by keep saying rungi.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I think I've heard people say that everything happened for a reason, and sometimes I kind of roll my eyes at it, like okay.
Yeah, because like, you never realize if you don't have that experience.
True. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Okay, so let's do this one, Mr. Everything, right? That's your song. So, Mr. Dot dot dot. How do you see yourself, or what else you get called before
during this time?
Yeah,
Mr. Sleepless.
Oh man, that is not good. But
just kidding.
Is your situation right now?
Yeah. But I'm quite enjoy my situation right now because I'm a bit exhausted actually. Yes, but everything that I do at this moment, I really enjoy it. Mm. I really appreciate it with it. I would love to do it. Actually.
Yeah. So hopefully it's just a state or a phase that you have to get through and then go back to Mr. Sleepy. just please sleep more.
Oh, I'll change. Mr. Happiness.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Mr. Happiness.
That's nice. Okay. All right. But you're saying that you're Mr. Sleepless now says a lot about how much hardworking you are right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So another one. So please dot dot dot. If you want to say something to someone and you want to beg them of something right now, please what?
Please. this one is also hard for me. Please, please take off your shoes. Just kidding. Because we usually find it in the front of the door.
Yeah.
It's the first thing that pop up. Just please be sincere.
Please be sincere.
Yeah, because I love to bear my every aspect to everyone that I talk to. So if everyone is sincere, so it would be very safe, very comfortable to me and for everyone to just talking everything. Yeah.
Actually, I've heard that about you. Like you're very and super honest. You can talk about your feelings with like no filter.
No filter.
And you prefer it that way.
I would love to.
Okay. But most of the time, do you think that works well for you or it works against you? Like mostly good things happen because you're honest, or bad things happen because you're too honest.
I think there's a pro and cons. In some situation, it's not a lie. I don't lie, but we just have to say partly true of something to avoid some part that could be sensitive for someone or some situation. But I'll never lie. I'll never say something that is not true. Actually.
Okay. Yeah. So you mean you prefer to be honest, but with some consideration of other people's feelings.
Right.
You kind of manage your truth.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes the fact hurts, but by the time passed that we realize somebody tell you the truth that hurts you.
Yeah.
By the time passed when you realize, I think you're gonna get back and say thank you to them.
Yeah.
Like, sometime that we hurt, it's give us something. It's a learning, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good experience.
So if it were you, you prefer that people tell you straight the fact.
Yeah.
Even though it's hurtful, you would love to have it that way instead of being lied to.
At that moment, I might not would love to, but by the time passed when I realized, I'd say, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
Because it's really changed my life. It's really meaningful on that day, and it changed me. It developed me.
Yeah. And it must be hard for them too, right? To knowing that they would hurt your feeling, but they choose to tell you the truth. Yeah.
Correct.
All right. Okay. So let's talk about the movie. This is big and very exciting. It's going to be your first movie.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen a lot of your actings and all of them on like series and like TV and streaming, right? But this is the first time that you will have a movie. So it must be a lot different working in the series set and a movie set, right? Right.
Actually, it share something that quite similar, but I think the key difference is the craftiness of the way of working. Because let's imagine that for the series, we might like spend 20 something Q for like, let's say 5 to 6 episodes, with the total duration would be like 5 to 6 hours. But for the movies, same time for the shooting, 20 something Q for just 1 hour.
Yeah.
Just hours and something, 2 hours sometimes.
Yeah.
The time that we spend per scene, the time that we spend per day, it's shorter and more focused on each detail of the scene. So I've learned a lot of things from shooting my first movie. And I would say that I love to do a movie than a series, because it's fun and it's always give you time to be prepared.
Yeah, it's of course time consuming, but in a very good way.
Right.
Because people are more focused on what they're doing. Right. And yeah, even though it will take like months to finish the whole movie.
Actually, a few months.
Oh, okay. yeah. So have you watched the whole movie yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Already.
Okay. So,
But not a final version, just a draft version.
Okay. But is it everything you had in your head while you're shooting? Like, I can see the final result to be this way, and it came out exactly the way you imagined.
Actually, this is the first acting work that I never watched the playback during the shooting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I just want to be as natural as I can be. So I just want to judge myself. I don't want to see myself what I've done.
Okay.
And what I want to change myself in the screen. So I just skip it. So I just talk to the director. What's the problem? Do you want to change something or fix something? You just tell me. But he's the one who told me that for this movie, do not watch the playback.
I see. Yeah. Okay. And it's possible for an actor not watching the playback at all.
It's also the method of some actor too. Since I've talked to some actors, they don't watch the playback too because they don't want to judge themselves.
Okay.
So for this work, I think it's really works for me.
Ah, okay.
And until by the time that I watch the movie, I'm quite excited because I've never seen anything on screen.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's going to be fresh for you too.
Yeah, very fresh.
Even
very
though
fresh.
You're in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the movie is called Lan Ma.
Right.
And it's branded as family drama. And that would cause me trouble for sure. Because I want to say, please go watch this movie in theater. Mm. But I'm not sure if I want to do that because I will cry, man. I mean, I will cry because family drama gets me every time. And I'm sure it's going to be a lot of crying in the movie too.
I can't tell. Because
you cannot tell?
I can't tell because the PR is here.
Okay. But I think we can assume that it's going to be some sort of like sentimental factor to it, because family is very close to us and we could be super happy because of our family. We could be super sad because of our family too. When you were shooting the movie, do you relate yourself to your character in like the same way when it comes to like family issue?
Actually, all the times, because the background of the movies, it's share a lot of things with my real family.
Yeah,
the Chinese culture.
Mm.
The way that I'm close to my parents, my grandma, my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say
okay.
A lot.
Yeah. All right. So, your character, M, he's kind of a slacker / loser grandson.
Slacker, that's the right word. Slacker.
Yeah. Well, he is a gamer, I think. Yeah.
No, he's
but not very.
He's trying to be a gamer.
He's trying to be a gamer. But
just
not very successful at it.
Not as successful,
Okay, so basically a loser guy.
Slacker, that's the right word.
Yeah, and he kind of has his eyes on his grandma's fortune.
Right.
Like he wants to inherit
all
her money.
Right.
So even though you weren't close to the grandma in the movie before, mm-hmm. you tried to like put yourself
to her. Yeah.
Very close to her, like in the hope that you'll get the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if this guy's your friend, mm-hmm. what do you want to say to him?
At which period of the movie?
At the very beginning. So it's like he's your best friend and he's like telling you about what he's planning.
I'd say that nothing is more important than family.
Mm.
Yeah. Even money or anything. Mm-hmm. For me actually, yeah. Because my family is the most valuable thing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most valuable thing. I never imagined that the day that I'm being alone mm-hmm. without my dad, my mom, my brothers, my other family members, it's really, really means a lot to me. So I'd say to him that nothing is more important than family, because the bonding is by blood.
Yeah.
So nothing can compare. Mm. Nothing can substitute. So but by the time passed, he realized.
Yeah. Yeah.
He realized.
Hopefully. And I think for sure, because I hope it ends in a very positive note.
Mm-hmm.
This movie. Yeah. Happy ending, please. Okay. What did your family say to you, or how did they feel when you told them about the storyline of this movie?
They're quite excited because when I told them about the movies, you know, even the set of the movie, it's a place that the Thai Chinese community usually go.
Mm.
So they know, oh, this place, oh, that place.
Yeah.
Or what are you going to do in your movie?
Mm.
Or I'm going to do this. Mm. Oh, that's so real. I did that too when I was a kid, like something like that. So, so they're quite excited that the kid's going to go and portray in a movie that have a lot of the background culture, the real experience, the related thing that they're quite proud of me and the movies. Because it's like, on the other hand, it's like a Thai Chinese cultural documentary
that
will portray like a little details or thinking or norms of Thai Chinese family, and they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they are quite proud of me and this movie.
Yeah. So M's the character M, right? Mm-hmm. In the movie, at first his attention is not very good, like kind of evil. How do you try to understand him? Like, can you make sense of why he chooses to do that?
I can in some ways, because before I started shooting, I have done a lot of workshop with acting coach Kuchel and also the director, and I think the thing that really helps, it's the background of the character.
Mm.
Why he really needs that money?
Mm.
Why he really needs to be settled? And I think that those background that might not exist in the movie is the thing that makes my character alive.
Mm.
Like the background that he's not graduated, he's not successful in gaming.
Mm.
He's in the middle age that all of his friends are starting to do something to be, some of them might be successful.
Yeah.
And he got away from his family for a while since he grew up. Mm. Yeah, I think those things and many, many, many more details that makes my character alive. And that's the reason that makes me believe every action of M.
That's good. I think it's amazing how an actor does his job, because a lot of time you might not agree with the character, like the way he does things or his decision, and yet you have to be that guy, right?
That's very tough thing for me actually, because I've been away from acting for a few years, actually 2 or 3 years since I promised you the moon. And you know, by the time we grow up, it's hard to believe something that is not true, because logically we grow up And we...
You understand things more now.
Right, uh-huh. And also, in your real life, you already know it.
Yeah.
But in the movies, mm-hmm. you have to step back.
Yeah.
And you have to believe in the stage that you already been through.
Mm-hmm.
You already passed it. So it's hard.
Yeah.
By the time we grow up, it's harder to do acting for me.
Wow. Okay.
And yeah, I did a lot of workshop and I contribute a lot of things for these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of this movie and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. You seem like you have a lot of fun, like filming this movie. And I'm pretty sure that fans will be very happy if you will keep doing both work, like singing and acting. Please don't stop doing either.
Mm.
So it's gonna be very hard for you to. If I'll have to use shoes, can you choose?
I can't.
Right.
It's like the happiness that's come from each thing is different. Mm. It's like you can't compare your happiness from sleep and eat. It's different things.
Yeah.
You can compare.
And you need both, right?
You need both, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's a word in the industry. They say like double threat, which means people who can do both things well, like acting and also singing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a word, triple threat. It means people who can do three things really well.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see yourself to be a triple threat in the future, what's the other thing you think you want to be very good at?
I can't imagine of anything because currently it's very...
Your hands are full.
It's still a lot for me, too much for me right now. And yeah, I think the only take caring of everything that I'm doing right now is it's very challenging for me.
Yeah, already a full-time job. Super full-time job.
Yeah, so if I'm gonna do something more, I think it must be very, very, very meaningful to me so that I would let myself to be in the situation that I have to take care of more things. Because if I'm gonna do, I have to make it the best in my way.
Well, having said that, besides acting and singing, you still have your own business also.
Right.
So that must take a lot of your time as well. Yeah. Tell us about your business that you're doing.
Actually, I'm currently doing, first one is the Bergen Entertainment, of course.
Yeah.
And second one is Whittle. It's a... Actually, I would say it's a wellness brand, but now we are currently doing the supplementary, and we plan to expand to do more in other industry, other product. Yeah, I'll make it fast. And the next one is the Keramate. Keramate, it's the lip care, the lip care product. This one I do it with PP and some partner. I do the Reroot, the sustainability brand. It's speaking with my inspiration from the marketing class. And so I just want to do something, just want to change something. So I think, and then I do. This one is very, I decide very fast.
Right.
And the latest one, I just joining the, to be a partner with Yole, the frozen yogurt ice cream. Just a small part of them.
But many things.
Many things.
Yeah. Is this because you, like you said before, you use the word explore. You want to explore and see how things work out or how things are like. So you can maybe later put your major focus on the next thing that you want to do. Okay. All right. But why wellness and why health related?
Actually, the wellness, the health related, the sustainability is kind of like related gen in some way. So I'd say that I'm quite into it because I like this kind of thing. I'd love to learn and know something about longevity in human and also the nature. Sometimes I found my own pain point from my own life, my own living, and then I just want to solve my own pain point. And then I think a lot of people might share the same point as me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Might as well help them too.
Yeah. So actually for the whittle, it start from I'm working a lot, and I sometimes feel so brain exhausted. That's the beginning. Yeah. So that's why I'm trying to develop the product with the research team and make the product. And that's the beginning, and then expanding to like other product line.
Yeah.
And for the Keramid, for the lip care, it start from my lips is very dry.
Mm.
Always dry. Mm. And that's the thing that fans always says, PP always says, most of people always says.
Yeah.
So that's a PP idea. That mm-hmm. PP wanna do a lip care brand.
Right.
That
uh-huh.
Actually it start from my lips. And then uh-huh. till now. And the third one from the marketing class.
Yeah.
I just think that if we can expand the lifespan of the nature, it would be nice that we can keep a good thing for our kids in the future. There's a lot of things that we have seen it in the picture, some animal that is already extinct, some nature that is already collapsed, and we don't have an opportunity to see it with our own eyes. And I just imagine that it would be nice if the beautiful thing that we are seeing right now, it would be nice if we can keep it longer than it could be right now. Because nature is a beauty. Nature is a beauty. I love to go to like many, many places, to a national park. It's really, really super beautiful, and it's I don't know how can I compare this kind of thing to any other thing, because it's really means a lot to my emotional feelings. So I just want to keep it. So I find some market gap to sometimes it don't have to be something hard or something complex. It just change your daily life. You just change your behavior or the thing that you use. That might be the way that you can help the world.
Right.
So you don't have to like do a lot of things. But if everyone do it together, it would be a big impact, I'd say.
Wow. I think a lot of great businesses started out that way, like from themselves, like my need, my problems. And then it kind of extend to like, maybe I can help other people too, because you found out that, oh, a lot of people have the same problem. Exactly. Yeah. So I think this is going to be great for you if it's that good and meaningful place to start the business from. Yeah. So, yeah, I look forward to more of your success and more stories. Maybe you can come back to the show and tell us about more things that you want to do. Yeah. Okay. So a lot of people might ask you about your fame, because, of course, this is something that can get you a lot of stuff in your life, can be super beneficial to your life, but at the same time, it kind of takes away something from your life too, like your privacy or, you know, the your need, or you want to do something that maybe you want to keep it private, but maybe you don't have that kind of luxury now. So do you think being famous is okay for you right now, for your life, and how do you how do you manage it?
I think it's understandable, you know, everything have a trade-off. Everything have a trade-off, and yeah, I would say that there's a pro and there's also a cons for being famous. But sometimes we cannot choose everything that we want to be. We just have to sacrifice something for something that we really wanted. But it's acceptable for me. It's understandable, and I'm in the big picture, I'm happy. I'm happy with my current situation right now, because we can look it in a good way in everything. Sometimes people say that being famous, you take your privacy. Yeah, that's right. But every time that people give you attention in public, that's because they value you, they appreciate you. So you should appreciate it too.
Yeah.
You just have to understand it in a good way also, not just a bad way. And I think there's also I still have many, many ways to keep myself private and staying alone, just thinking by myself, doing something by myself. I still have that time. I have a good family. I have a place called home and a friends, a good colleague. So every time that I'm with them, I'd say that I feel safe and private. So I don't feel that I really thrive for privacy that much because I think we can manage it.
That's a great answer. I really like it. Well, I think we all kind of know that you speak English, but I had no idea before that you speak this well. You speak really good English.
No, not good. Just communicable, actually.
What is your secret? Like, there must be a lot of people out there who are trying to improve their English and try to practice on their own. Do you have any tips for them? Any advice?
The thing that really works for me is by the time that I went to the summer course in UK and USA, since I was in grade 7 or 8. And okay, I think almost everyone have learned English in the class, in our schools. But I think for me, the situation that my English skill really improved is by the time that we have to survive in the situation that we have to do it.
Yeah. Right. That you really need to use your English, otherwise
you're going to be forcefully developed.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so great time. Actually, I wish we had more time, but
of course
you have a lot of things to go take care of, and I'm very thankful for all of our fans
that
you stopped by. Okay, so last couple questions.
Okay.
Since our show is called Come Needy, so I was wondering if you have your favorite words in both Thai and English. Come Needy ของ Bill Gin คือคำว่าอะไรครับ
ถ้าเป็นภาษาไทยผมว่าคำที่สำคัญของผมมันคือความสุขอะเหมือนว่าผมรู้สึกว่าสาเหตุที่ทำให้ผมรู้สึกว่าผมมีเวลาพักผ่อนหรืออะไรเงี้ยอาจจะน้อยหรือว่าหมายถึงว่ามีเวลาว่างอะไรเงี้ยอาจจะน้อยแต่หมายถึงว่าสิ่งที่มันทำให้เราแบบอยู่กับมันได้แล้วไม่ได้รู้สึกอดทนแบบทรมานกับมันอะเพราะว่าเรามีความสุขที่เราทำอะไรอย่างเงี้ยผมว่าถ้าไม่ว่าเราจะมีความสุขกับอะไรก็ตามอ่ะมันจะทำให้เราทำอะไรก็ตามโดยที่แบบมันไม่มีคอนดิชันอะไรเยอะอ่ะ
มันคุ้มค่าเนาะ
มันคุ้มค่า
it's worth it
yeah really worth it yeah actually
wow really simple and very meaningful and to me very important as well ความสุข happiness I like it แล้วภาษาอังกฤษล่ะครับ do you have any favorite English word
I'd say passionate or sincere actually share the same meaning because I think especially for an artist but I think in everything every work that we do people can feel the outcome of your work that you are sincere that you're passionate or you put with your 100% with it or not so
people can tell
people can feel so I'd say that you have to find the place that you're comfortable to be. You have to find the work that you're comfortable to do and happy to do and passionate to do. And that will naturally extract your 100% potential on your work and outcome.
Wow. That is so cool. I couldn't agree more.
Find your reason to do something. Find your passion to do something, find your happiness to do something, and everything. For me, I think some people usually say that we have to have a work and life balance. But for me, if it would be very very nice if we can combine work and life. Work is your life, because life is your happiness. So work is your happiness. So I can work every day because that's my life, that's my happiness. So I have a lot of reason to do a lot of things and I'm really happy to do a lot of things. So I hope that everyone would find their own reason and their own happiness, their own passion.
And I am very happy to have the chance to talk to you today, Bill Gin.
Me too,
Thank
likewise.
You so much
Thank
for
you.
Coming.
ขอบคุณครับ
ขอบคุณครับ
พี่บิ๊ก
The Standard Podcast. Podcast, eye-opening for your ears.